each and every Friday on your community station, Conversation Digest. It's the airwaves, the verbal extravaganza, the gateway to the weekend, all of the above. I am the condition. He is the K-Man.
What
good
up?
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing fine. How are you?
Excellent. 842-8390. The phone lines are open.
Okay.
Hard-hitting news up in just a few moments here. Now, that was L7 and Pretend That You're Dead on your big hit station, WNRB LP Wausau. And the gateway to the weekend were the Verbal Extravaganza and Party Central.
Oh, here, let me take care of that.
Just a few moments here, we'll have the what we saw on the way to the studio and much, much more. The storms have subsided for a bit, except for the anger of Americans. But I'm not talking about that tonight. It's a moment of solitude and calmness on tonight's version of Conversation Digest. There will be no anger. I won't talk about politics this evening much. That was unnecessary, Canospi. So
sorry.
Here, how do we do this? How do we do this video here?
This
is a YouTube video of... you're going to get confused for a moment here as to what portion of our show this is, but we'll do it anyway. And then...
Chelsea Clinton, the 30-year-old...
Did it crash? I think it might have crashed.
Watch to grow up, Chelsea Clinton, the 30-year-old only child of the former president and the current Secretary of State, is rumored finally to be ready to wed her longtime fiancé, 32-year-old Mark Mezvinsky, on July 31st. The Big Bash is reported by numerous sources in New York and nationally to be slated to be held in the...
All right, as a listener, as a Conversation Digest listener, you may have thought that was a portion of hard-hitting news on Conversation Digest. However, you are mistaken. That is a portion of the We Don't Give a Darn moment of the week, which is a more sensitive and toned-down version of its previous name of We Don't Give a Crap moment of the week. So WNRB ALP programs are sponsored in part by, just so you know, Wayne Searing Insurance, as well as Furniture and Mattress of Stevens Point, County Market, and El Tequila Salsa. El Tequila Salsa, County Market, Furniture, and a Mattress of Stevens Point, Wayne Searing Insurance, on your big hit station. 842-8390, extension 210, if in fact it asks for an extension, to make a verbal contribution if you'd like on this episode of Conversation Digest. And we've got hard-hitting news up in just a few moments here, and also that portion of We Don't Give a Darn moment of the week with Chelsea Clinton, which if you were paying attention to the mainstream media the majority of this past week, you would think that was the only thing that mattered at all in America and as far as the globe is concerned.
What's my name on here again?
The K-Man. So
okay,
you're the K-Man.
We're gonna do that one.
Normally, if someone has the name the K-Man or anything of that sort or nature, they'd be in a morning show. And, well, gosh knows, 12 o'clock.
The K-Man and the Alligator.
12 o'clock is about as early in the morning as you're going to get, so... hard-hitting news. On Conversation Digest, we have a huge issue here with animal cruelty, it would seem, in the area. And this is a big issue, because in the old days, you would have an animal. And, of course, they've always been parts of our family, haven't they, K-Man?
Oh, definitely.
You have a cat. He's part of your family, isn't he?
Yes.
In fact, he shows you more respect than you probably deserve. Am I right? Am I right?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so...
Why would anyone else do that?
And, of course, the hard part about owning a pet isn't that they're... jerk sometimes. They manipulate, they coerce, they take advantage, and they're very ritualistic, and they make you pay for it if you break into their ritualistic ways. The real hard part is when they get elderly. Am I right? You deal with what happens.
Ooh,
at that point.
Yeah.
They don't live as long as we do. As humans, we live, I think the average statistical age that we live is normally men 77, women of roughly 81. We live a fair length of time. Not like Methuselah. Not like Moses, they lived much longer than we do now. But the point being that they are animals, cats and dogs primarily, the ones I'm talking about, the ones we love the most. They're family members, they're like a child of ours. My little mini schnauzer, sweet little Willipop, is like a child of mine. So we've got a problem when they get older because we have to deal with the inevitable, which is of course death. Life is as much a part of death and vice versa. So we've got Wausau man says he shot a dog out of pity. And the question here is,
yikes,
do you agree with him? Is it out of pity, or was it because he went on a drunken stupor? A Wausau man could face criminal charges, WausauDailyHerald.com, for being drunk Tuesday when he used a deer rifle to euthanize his dog. Wausau police officers were called at about 10:45 a.m. to 728 Lincoln Avenue, Rashawn Vogel. Well, no, see, we don't need his name. I'm not going to. It doesn't matter. His German Shepherd was shot with a 30-06 rifle.
Ouch.
I believe how you say that. Am I right? 30-06?
Yeah, that looks like it.
Okay.
Or it sounds like it.
According to a police report, Vogel told officers that the dog was sick and blind and that he could not afford to have the animal euthanized, police said. Officers saw that Vogel was intoxicated and a preliminary breath test showed he had a blood alcohol level of 0.18%, according to the report. That's more than twice as high as the legal limit for driving, which it doesn't matter. That he wasn't driving, so...
But he did fire a weapon. If you had to put down your dog, wouldn't you want to take a couple drinks or whatever before?
Well, that would be the one defense that I would use if I was his attorney. So, while it's likely that Vogel faces a criminal charge for shooting a gun while drunk, an animal cruelty charge is not a guarantee. Marathon County Assistant District Attorney was not familiar with Vogel's arrest, said prosecutors must evaluate the law to determine whether the act should be considered cruel. State statute describes cruel as causing unnecessary and excessive pain or suffering or unjustifiable injury or death. Prosecutors investigate a few animal cruelty reports each year, Jacobson said. And we had a 19-year-old out of Weston who was sentenced Tuesday to 3 years of probation for stabbing a dog to death in February in a reported act of revenge. What was the act of revenge related to, would be my question. Too much barking? Was the guy in trouble with his girlfriend, so he's in the doghouse, and the dog infiltrated and took the doghouse back? So the manager of Lincoln County Humane Society said pet owners should establish a relationship with a veterinarian and consult with them when the animal becomes ill or appears to be dying. You don't want to do something as severe as putting down an animal when the ailment could have been something less severe or could be treated cheaply. Many veterinarians are willing to arrange payment plans for pet owners who can't afford to pay bills immediately, she said. And, well, that would be the old ritualistic way of removing the animal from their misery. Am I right? I mean, it brings back memories of Old Yeller. The old movie, the old story.
He's my dog. I'm going to put him down.
And those were the days. Those were different days, of course, in American lore where you could do that and you wouldn't face problems with the EPA. You wouldn't face issues with animal cruelty charges. You wouldn't face issues with the society coming after you. Now, I could not shoot an animal. I couldn't do it whether they were old and feeble and were about to lose their life anyway. They were going through misery and suffering. I couldn't do it. And the one statement I would say is that maybe he was having a few drinks. However, first of all, he's on Lincoln Avenue, which means it's in town. Am I right? I mean, I don't have Google Maps available. I don't have a road map. I'm assuming that Lincoln Avenue, this is an avenue that's in town. He's shooting a rifle in town, a 30-06, which I have no idea what that means in relation to what kind of power it has. I'm sure it can't take down an elephant that's suffering. But he's drinking because he probably can't deal with the inevitable truth, which is what he has to do, the putting down of his beloved animal. And, of course, this isn't fair to compare it to the stabbing of that animal, that poor dog that was stabbed back in February. And it would appear that we are, in fact, right in the middle of town here with Lincoln Avenue. So not a good idea on this gentleman's part to shoot a rifle in the middle of town. The .18 doesn't really matter until he picks that up. He could have had a .30. He has every right in the world to have that high of an intoxication level. Am I right, K-Man?
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is when he picks up the rifle and shoots the suffering animal, assuming the animal is suffering. Now, here's the question. Do they question the validity of the claim that the animal is, in fact, suffering? Does that verify what he says? Do they do an autopsy? Do they check for the cataracts in the eyes to check for the validity of the claim that the dog was going blind?
Rather than just blindly going, hey, you're under arrest for not doing it the way you should.
All right. Well, that would under that situation, they probably want to check to see if the dog was actually going blind. All right. Up in just a few moments, we've got more hard-hitting news. But up right now on Conversation Digest every single week, 12 after the hour, what we saw on the way to the studio, WNRB LP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio.
No one cares.
No one cares. Over there. Over there. Well, we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every Friday at, normally 12 after the hour, unless Knuspy and I do something stupid. All right, more on the way, of course, is hard-hitting news. Right now, always on the way to the studio. Knuspy, by all means, K-Man, you go first. What did you see on the way to the studio?
You were in the car with me when we were driving here, correct?
Yes.
We existed, didn't we?
Barely.
We still exist in a physical sense.
Yes.
Then, you remember when I almost got cut off twice because people weren't looking where they were going?
Yeah, it was insane.
Getting run over by people not looking, and they're changing lanes, and they're...
And I know those words you can't say on the air.
Oh, I was swearing up a storm.
But there were two consecutive cars, and I'm assuming the first one that did it was even worse than the second one. But the second one had to have seen the first one do it to you.
Yeah.
So then it was a trendsetter, and the second one said, I'm going to do what the first one did to the K-Man.
They didn't even bother speeding up. They just took a right in front of me, and I had to slow down, otherwise we would have been hit.
What I would say about something like that is just because you can doesn't mean you should. Because it was a small gap in there doesn't mean that the person should have tried taking up that space in front of your vehicle.
I was taking it up a notch saying just because they can drive doesn't mean they should.
Oh, that would be...
That make a little more sense
as well, so
especially with them.
All right, just real quick here before I get to what I saw on the way to the studio, to all host. Hold on a moment here. Beep. Losing Scarlet will be doing a meet and greet at the station. I wasn't aware of this.
We are now
on August 20th. Wait a minute.
21st.
Why are we? This is for the volunteers.
Oh yeah. Is that just for the volunteers? No.
It
seems like all right, people it's for everybody. Say hi.
Losing Scarlet will be doing a meet and greet at the station on August 21st, 2010, which is also the day of that concert, by the way.
Oh.
But the meet and greet is at 3:30, and that concert, we'll just read that real quick again, then I'll get back into what it is that I saw on the way to the studio. WNRBLP 93.3 FM and Wausau Area Hmong Association presents Losing Scarlet with special guests Outside the Blues and Blue Circle Jam Band. Losing Scarlet is one of Chicago's premier rock bands. Formed in 2007, they've not been around that long.
3 years, it looks like.
Okay, well, the band rose quickly to be one of the most recognizable bands in the Midwest. Their debut album, or as they say in areas that are more educated, their debut album, has gained them recognition and attention nationwide, fresh off their West Coast tour. Losing Scarlet will be performing a show here in Wausau to raise money to keep your community radio station, which, of course, is WNRBLP, 93.3 FM on the air. The date that you need to be aware of, which, I mean, if you would like to be, I mean, whatever. Saturday, August 21st, 2010, Dale's Weston Lanes, 5906. You know where it's at. It's right over in Weston. It's at that bowling alley. $10 advance, $12 door charge. Tickets can be purchased in advance at the following locations. The WNRBLP station. That is at 1109 6th Street. Otherwise, County Market, 220 South 18th Avenue. Otherwise, Triggs, which is at 110 South 17th Avenue. Now, the doors open at 6 p.m. Concert starts at 7 p.m. There'll be a silent auction featuring many items, gifts, and prizes. And, of course, if it's silent, how do you know who's making a bid? That's what I'm wondering. That's just a joke. The other one I mentioned, there was a meet and greet 3:30 that very same day. You can meet Losing Scarlet, four members of the band? You have four members, and see what they're all about.
Who was just in here? Marshall Law's in the house as well. So
I thought I was going crazy for a second, but maybe I still am.
That's
sure.
Unchecked. So 842-8390, we're in the house this evening, Party Central.
Hey-o!
So on and so forth. What I saw on the way to the studio before we go any further, I saw what amounted to be a potential fistfight. And of course, I am a nonviolent, passive individual. I didn't care to see them getting into a fistfight, so I'm hoping they got that resolved. Any updates? 842-8390. Maybe you saw what happened there. By all means, I hope they resolved their issues and didn't get into a scuffle.
What if there's more than one fistfight going on at that time?
Well, then I guess they're mistaken if they call me and tell me how it was resolved, unless it was the one that I saw.
Well, you can keep going through it until you find one.
You mean
the
details? One guy was wearing black high-top shoes, Nike, I believe. The other guy was not wearing a shirt, if that narrows it down.
Wow.
But that does not narrow it down. There's a lot of people in the Wausau area with their shirts off if they're getting into fistfights. That's how people fight. They take their shirts off. So if that doesn't narrow it down, then you know what? Forget I ever said anything about it whatsoever. So
at least we got that part out of the way with the shirts.
Yeah. Hey, K-Man.
Yes. Yes,
Okay, well, right, the condition, that's right. So let's do this real momentarily here. Earlier, you thought I was playing the hard-hitting news portion of the week, the video, but really this is the portion you got to...
Oh, I...
What do we have going on in America right now? The real main story, according to the mainstream media, is this. This is Geraldo talking about it, so of course you know it's important.
32-year-old Mark Mezvinsky on July 31st.
I think he's out of her league.
Is reported by numerous sources in New York and nationally to be slated to be held in the village, the upstate hamlet of Rhinebeck,
News,
New York,
sure.
at the palatial Astor Courts Estate.
I don't know what to put.
That's the former home of John Jacob Astor the Fourth.
All right. So this is the 16 after the hour. I don't give a darn moment of the week because who really cares? No, really, if you listen to the mainstream media, that is NBC, CBS, or any of these other mainstream media outlets, you would think this is the main story of the century, that this wonderful human being, Chelsea, I wouldn't date her for a million, that she's getting married and that the Clintons, of course, are so happy because they are all about a strong and solid foundation of family structure. I mean, of course, because, you know, they were such a good married couple, and they are still to this day.
Especially that one time during
the many scandals?
That's the
we don't give a crap moment of the week, so who cares?
There we go, my stuttering helps.
So who really cares? I mean, so here's the other story. We've got the euthanization issue with the poor dog that was shot. Is it right? Is it wrong? 842-8390 extension 210 if necessary, if they ask for the number. I think it's probably right if, in fact, he had the right cause. I could never do it. I mean, you know, Knospi, I hate, or K-Man, that's going to take me a while to get used to that.
Well,
let me put you in the scenario where you have a, let's not talk about it in the sense that it's your cat, in the sense that it's a hypothetical cat that you've had for, let's say, 17 years. It's quite old.
Wow.
Cataracts.
That's an old cataracts?
Yes. Blind, can't move very well, obviously suffering. Could you shoot, or could you put it out of its misery, or would you take it to a vet?
I would have to take it to a vet.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
Is it a hunter's mentality? Is that who? I mean, it's not just the animal lover that says I don't want my animal to not suffer. There's also a certain hunter's mentality, or someone that at least is able to shoot at something that the person loves. Because otherwise, you know, you love the animal, but all of a sudden you love it too much, to let it suffer. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of people do that.
Now I've gone through the misery of having to take a vet to an animal hospital. I mean, an animal to a vet hospital,
okay.
Whichever. And seeing what happens, you pay the money to see that the animal be taken care of in the sense that it won't suffer any longer.
Well, I would get out of the room whenever they do that.
So how do they find out if this guy was doing it for the right reasons? Do they test
autopsy?
Do they do the autopsy? Because there is a pending criminal investigation here, isn't there?
Well, they'd have to go on each side and find out the pros and cons and whatever.
Does the EPA get involved? Do we have the animal rights activists? Environmental Protection Agency. They talk about everything. They're huge, Knospi.
Oh, well.
Hey, man, whatever your name is. I don't know. Would the EPA get involved in a cat animal situation, dog animal situation, or what? Whatever. It was shot in some street in Wausau, so to me it sounds like Environmental Protection Agency, because what if he shot at a tree?
The EPA would get involved.
I mean, is that the bigger issue, that this gentleman was quite intoxicated and that he shot a rifle in town? I mean, I would think that if I saw a rifle being waved by someone in my yard, at what point do you see if there's a domestic dispute? At what point do you pick up the phone and dial the emergency number?
The 911?
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now you have to dial 715-911. That's not true. It's not true.
Oh, is that the only number you don't have to do that with now?
Well, you don't have to dial 7150 for the operator. You don't have to dial, was it 411 for...
411.
No, information.
Yeah, that's... dial for...
Whatever it is, so...
What's the number?
What's going on, Martial Law? What are you doing in the house this evening?
Just figured I'd stop down and bug you guys.
Oh, thanks a lot. So what have you been up to
lately?
Don't
you remember you invited me to come down here tonight?
Yeah, no, I was wondering if you were going to stop by tonight. So what have you been up to lately? How's that summer treating you?
You know, the summer's pretty good. I don't know. Doing pretty well, though.
Did you hear about this animal euthanization situation with this guy in Wausau?
Yeah, actually I did.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts on it are that... Well, since we don't really know if the dog was suffering or not, the crime that I see there is the fact that he discharged a weapon within the city limits.
Yeah.
30-06 is a pretty powerful gun to be.
Oh, so that is
to be shooting in the city. I mean, it's not like he took a BB gun or something. Yeah.
Well, then the dog would just be suffering more. Would just peg him full of little BB wounds.
Yeah, that and Who knows if he was drunk at the time that he actually discharged a firearm or not? You know, that's
well, that would be the other issue, right?
That's something that the DA is going to have to sort out in their investigation.
All sorts of issues. And really, there's some issues not resolved in this article, but of course, you know,
The one thing in the article that doesn't make sense is why he was charged with DUI, if I'm remembering the story correctly, unless they took that part out.
Because that's not in here. All they said was that he had a 0.18%, which actually doesn't really matter except for the fact he's intoxicated, I suppose.
Yeah, but it says, according to the report, that's more than twice as high as the legal limit for driving. What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, yeah, right. It has nothing to do with it because he wasn't driving. Except for the fact that they would say, well, he's intoxicated to the point where you sure as heck shouldn't be firing a gun, which you can't do whether you're sober or not in town, right? You can't fire a gun in town.
No, you can't fire a gun in town. You can't even fire a pellet gun in town.
Well, I don't think you can burn brush. You can't...
brush if you have a permit and stuff. And a little fire pit. You know, cut it down, throw it in.
So that was hard-hitting news. And actually, we can just keep on talking about this. I mean, have you ever had a situation, sorry to put you on the spot here, but where you had to put an animal down and, you know, thought process there, how do you deal with it?
I've actually had to put down a dog and a cat already. So, like Kinespi, I wasn't in the room when it happened, and I took it to the vet, paid the...
That's the K-Man, by the way.
The K-Man, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so used to calling him.
Well, the
only
reason he doesn't like it. That's why I'm really.
Apparently, I'm sticking to it.
He doesn't like K-Man, so you're doing it just to irritate him.
Well, I'm an instigator that way.
I'm only irritating myself now with it because everyone else seems to go with it fine enough.
Okay, Geraldo's still talking here somewhere. So what else is going on this weekend with everybody? Anybody?
No, I don't have much going on other than. My final show on Friday night is tonight.
That's huge. What are you doing? Anything special or what?
No, just the usual show. And then starting next week, my show is moving to Thursday nights at 8.
Oh, I thought it was Wednesday.
Nope, Thursday nights at 8.
Is it going to stay the exact same or is anything changing?
It's pretty much going to be the same. I'm playing around with a few ideas. Maybe start playing some stuff that is on some... major record labels for the fact is a...
What?
Whoa!
You're going to anger some of your hardcore fans.
It'll still be the resistance to boring radio, you know?
I don't know why you're fighting with yourself.
That's just... yeah. I try hard every week to suck less.
Yeah, so is it going to be a 2-hour show, or what are you going to have?
It'll be a 2-hour show.
All right.
Just to let everybody know, your listeners know, that there may be some times where I might be a few minutes late, depending on what time I actually get the truck back here, you know, from my regular job, you know, the one that actually pays me.
Yeah. Well, no, I can't even imagine if Conversation Digest switched to Thursday. But now that we know you're going, we're probably going to have to follow suit. So, we're entrenched here. This is where we're going
to
stay.
You would have to be on after me at 10 o'clock because you do that really early in the day because Thursdays are pretty filled up with programming here on WNBLP.
Yeah. No, I think we'll stay here probably for the next 40 to 50 years or whatever. So
40 to 50 years, really.
I don't see why not. I mean, what do I have to do?
We can always get a new K-Man.
Oh, yeah, K-Man.
Yeah.
You know, there are a dime a dozen the K-Mans are. They come from the K-Man Institute of Advanced...
They're horrible people.
...jerk facery, so...
Well, you know, I'm still waiting for you guys to get your third host in here.
I don't know what that's going to be. We lobbied for that third microphone for a long time, got it, and actually right after we did that, our third person left the show... And so we've never had a reason for it. Actually, you know, we could have you in on that microphone right now. K-Man, you want to hop? No, that's just by all means. Don't worry about it. So
in other words, you want me to go run over to the production room and disconnect it from the...
Oh, that's not in here?
No, it's in the production room.
Oh, I thought we had...
We're supposed to be getting a couple more microphones.
Excellent.
I
don't know from a host standpoint. I've just been contemplating whether or not I want to be in there.
The where?
In where?
From the in that room right there. It gives me more leg room. In the other room with the third microphone. What do you think I'm talking about? There's two rooms here.
Well, you can't broadcast from that room unless you're planning on running a wire all the way down the hall into the studio here.
We've done it before. That microphone in here, K-Man.
I thought you said be in the other room. This is a different room here.
You guys, what, did you graduate from Merrill Senior High as well, martial law? No offense. This is where I graduated, sort of the K-Man.
No, I didn't graduate from Merrill Junior High. In fact, I think I might have a college education. I went all the way through to seventh grade.
Yeah. What are you, Jethro Bodine or something? No, I just, my other room, I meant this one right next to us.
Oh.
I confused you. It was the semantics of the situation, so... Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking forward to that huge event on August 21st.
Oh, I'm still invited, right? Of course you are.
Excellent.
In fact, we might have to get you up on the stage to do some talking or something.
All right.
Scare everybody. Gosh knows,
I'm afraid of humanity.
I know I'll get up on the stage and everybody will pretty much run out of the room.
You're going to get cold feet like the day you got married. Or was that your wife?
No, that was my wife. She ended up...
Did you cry, by the way, at your wedding?
No.
You didn't weep?
No.
Because some guys do. You're aware of that.
No.
No,
maybe the girly men do.
No, there's no...
Would you cry?
Well, yeah. What the heck am I thinking? I just got married. Hopefully Leah's not listening. So. No. Hypothetically, if I did get married, I'd probably be the saddest moment of my life. I'm going to have a 50-year engagement. But I've seen... I don't think there's anything wrong with crying at a wedding if you're a guy or a woman. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I mean, Chaz Bono probably did. I can't believe I just got married.
Yeah,
All right.
I wonder what he sounds like now with all the hormone treatments.
Oh, more like Sonny than Cher.
Whatever. I don't know. I'm confused.
So what is going on in America these days? I mean, because right now, like I said earlier, if you were listening to the mainstream media, it's the Chelsea Clinton marriage. And I
think that was very good. I don't give a darn moment of the week.
Yeah. I mean, we usually don't. I don't know if you knew about that feature. It's new, but normally we don't talk about the topic we're talking about too long because we don't care about it. But
yeah. So do you? Are you doing your ineptitude moment of the week?
Well, I thought about that.
Isn't that the entire show?
Yeah, that would be. But now I was thinking about, we haven't done the ineptitude moment of the week in a bit because I've been less critical toward humanity. But I was thinking about doing that one tonight. And gear it towards Bobcat Goldthwait, because I was listening to a little bit of him on the internet, Bobcat Goldthwait, and I thought, well, you know, maybe he's a bit of a funny individual. But then I thought, so far as a most ineptitude moment of the week, compared to someone like Sam Kinison, and if you ask me, one of the people that inspired me as I don't know if I'm an entertainer.
Is that all about yelling?
I mean, I yell quite a bit. You know me well enough, K-Man, to know I yell. I yell at you earlier a little bit.
But do you yell out really funny stuff like Sam Kinison did?
I'm capable. I used to be someone that, before I became quite disgusted with life, I used to be quite capable of good humor. Just ask the K-Man. I used to be able to entertain at parties and...
You also started lots of fights.
I did start lots of fights.
Yeah, well, at parties, it's easy to entertain because everybody's usually on something.
Well, no, just a little bit inebriated, but no. So if that was the case, then everyone would be getting a laugh. You know, I would do shtick. I would do stand-up. I used to be told that I should try stand-up, slapstick comedy, physical comedy, pies in the face, telling jokes that were not story jokes. Story jokes are okay, right? I guess I'm okay with story jokes, but that is sometimes that is the only kind of joke that some people can tell us, the story joke, where, you know, three guys go into a bar, this and that happened, this happened.
Ducks, doesn't get hit.
Yeah. And that would be the only type of joke that some people tell, which by all means, that's fine. Don't get me wrong. I'm more cuff of the moment, spur of the moment type of joke type person.
Spur of the cuff.
Do you know any story jokes that are clean and wholesome, martial law, that we can talk about on the air?
Not really.
Okay, 842-8390, any story jokes? To prove my point, because odds are if you're calling in, you're telling me a story joke, it's not worthy for airtime, but that's fine. As long as it's clean, I can't complain.
Yeah,
but.
I really got nothing that I could say on the air.
All right.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty good like you at just coming up with stuff.
What about
Mrs.
Law?
Comments.
Does Mrs. Law tell lots of story jokes?
Yes.
Well, Mrs. Law, if you're listening, by all means, 842-8390, call in, tell us a story joke.
She can't tell any of those story jokes on the air either.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Can we get some music going here? I'm a little bit. I need some more accordion or something.
Well,
how about some accordion?
Here, I'll just click one of these.
No, so what I was saying about Sam Kinison, by the way, is that the man was a master. Did you know what he did before he was a stand-up comedian? Were you aware of what he did?
He was a preacher.
Exactly.
A Presbyterian traveling preacher.
So he had a master language command, didn't he? He was completely eloquent, well-spoken. He could scream and not get hoarse. How do you scream and not get hoarse? To me, that's one of the most God-given talents that's ever existed in humanity.
How do you know that he didn't get hoarse after all that screaming?
Because he could go on for hours. I mean, I guess most people can scream for a couple moments, right? Let's say you scream. In fact, go outside and scream for about 5 minutes. Come back in. I want to see what you sound like. He could still speak really eloquently. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the only reason why I think he could scream without getting really... If I went outside and screamed... No, not this one. He's talking. I don't want talking. No offense.
Dang it. No, I skipped past it. Is that
better? K-Man's going to make me yell.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's great. I like that. Slow. It's melodic. It's rhythmic. There's a story behind it. He's wearing a polo shirt that I can't stand, but... So, conversation digest.
He's probably talking yonder, hey.
Odds are he is. Oh, so, just in case you want to know what other types of programs we have available during the weekdays on WNRBLP, there is a show on Sunday nights brought to you by Michael Bowman and his name source, Biff Mendelsohn. They talk about all the sludge that's going on in Hollywood. I know he frequents the discussion about Lindsay Lohan. He's buried that as far as I'm concerned. But he will talk about Lindsay Lohan. He'll talk about, who else does he talk about? Whatever. I don't like Hollywood, so they can stuff it for all I care. The other shows, we've got a lot of other great programming. We've got Dr. Rent on Thursday evenings from 5 to 6. All things dealing with rent. All things from the renter side to the rentee side. So listen to that. He's full of wisdom and wit. And I just spoke with the man yesterday. Martial Law's show is now currently on Friday nights from 10 to midnight. But you heard the announcement a few moments ago. He will be on Thursday evenings from what time did you say?
From 8 until 10.
8 until 10.
Starting next week.
Okay. Starting next week, 8 to 10. Earlier hours, earlier in the week. So I don't know what's going to happen with... is anyone filling your slot on Fridays, by the way?
It sounds like Bob Leisch, the metal man, might want to...
10 to midnight?
He might want to do 10 to whenever he gets done on Friday nights as well as the show on Saturday nights.
Good, he can do 10 to 5 in the morning.
Wow.
No, I've met the man. He can do that.
That is a crazy time.
Oh, yeah, he's the metal man. I tell you, his show definitely is one of my favorite shows here on WNRBLP. But then again, I'm an old headbanger, so what can I say?
Yeah. Headbangers and whatever else.
Why do you think I'm so mentally challenged? I banged my head a few too many times.
Well, that and you... I don't know. I mean, I'm the one that went to Meryl Senior Eyes, so... You did too, K-Man.
Thanks for...
Yeah, so... It's a long week. Bad storms last week. Not so bad this week. I know we've had a 10-year-long drought, and I think we're getting better with it, right? What are you doing that for? You getting bored with the discussion or
no,
what?
No, my neck hurts.
K-Man, I'm going to come over there, which is a foot away, and... We're gonna
My
have,
neck was sore.
We're going to have two.
And I had to stretch it.
We're going to have one good microphone and one's going to be broken.
Well, I'm going to break this over your head then.
Well, you'll be unconscious, so how could you?
No, not my head. The microphone over your head.
Yeah, you'll be unconscious, so how could you? So I don't know what's going on. I'm full of rage tonight, so. So also some other great programs on the air. Any new programs as of late that we should talk about? Or
Thursday nights, there's a new Hmong program from 7 to 8.
What's that show called, you know?
New Hmong program on Thursday nights from 7 to 8. I am not sure what the name of that show is.
Is it a talk show or music?
It's primarily music.
Okay. But that was last night, though.
Yes, but that's the only new show that I know of. I know that Sounds of Sunday is no longer on the air.
Right.
Which is a shame. That was another one of my favorite shows to listen to. But then again, I love music, so.
What time was that at again?
That was on at 7 o'clock, or no, 8 o'clock, 8 until 9.
Okay.
When 3 to 1, I mean, Michael Bowman.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr.
I still
Bowman.
Like that nickname I gave him. I did give him that nickname, 3 to 1.
3 to 1.
Yeah. So, no, and I guess at this point, with that and other time slots open, what is the best way for volunteers for people to become volunteers at the station? They want a program. I don't even know what they do anymore.
Okay, it's actually pretty simple. Basically, you come down to the station here at 1109 6th Street, kitty corner from Angelo's Pizza, during regular business hours, which is 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. Fill out an application for a show, And then the fun begins with all the training and everything else that goes into it. I mean, it's a lot of fun doing this, but there's also a lot of stuff that people need to remember. And obviously, this is all volunteer station, which makes it even better. And we're non-commercial, non-profit, so basically you can get away with a lot more than you could on a commercial station. You have a lot more freedom.
Well, hey, we've lasted for over 3 years here almost. So
yeah, so
if we can get away with anybody, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's basically all you need to do to get a show here. It's not guaranteeing that you will get a show.
No.
Depending on your show idea, there have been some pretty interesting ideas for shows that have come through here, but, you know, they just would not work with FCC regulations and stuff. So basically just come on down to the station, 1109 6th Street, and fill out an application to become a volunteer here at WNRBLP.
All right. Also, archived episodes of Conversation Digest at FamousAshtray.com. And tonight's episode will be on there later on this evening in case you are, for some reason...
If I find the strength to do it tonight.
In other words, if you stay sober.
I like to say...
You know I had to say it, so...
If I had the strength.
Okay,
tonight.
Well, regardless, if the K-Man doesn't get it up tonight, he's very diligent about that. He'll have tonight's episode. I don't even know why
Last week's was a little late.
Well, plus it was a mini-sode, so... But here's the story. If you listen to it tonight, then you go on and listen to it again tomorrow. First of all, what's wrong with you? Second of all, you know that the K-Man's diligent about... If there's one thing he's diligent with besides eating... I'm sorry, K-Man. It would be getting that show up on the website, so...
So, okay. Well,
what
see.
Have you?
Edit you out.
Any big news? You know, I was on the YouTube. You know that internet creation with the videos, the YouTube?
Yes.
Are you aware of that?
Vaguely? Yeah, I've heard of it.
You kind
of
know what Facebook is, right? Sort of.
I'm still trying to find out what that is.
How about the internet? How about email? You kind of know what that is. So I was on the YouTube the other day, and I was watching movie trailers because I kind of know, you know, what's big, what's going on. This one, this story, what I'm talking about right now is that these movie trailers, this summer's been awful with the movies. I mean, there's nothing that I look forward to seeing, with the exception of, what's the one with DiCaprio? Inception.
Yes.
Inception. Okay, I want to see Inception.
It's really good.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm
so,
not going to talk about
okay,
it.
You also were the one that said Hudson Hawk with Bruce Willis
was
good.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never live that down, K-Man.
I don't care if I live it down or not.
So I'm on there and I'm saying, I'm perusing the YouTube. I'm saying, what is it I have to look forward to with movies? What's out there that's exciting? Is it a superhero movie? Because we're getting better. Have you noticed? Yeah, I know I yelled.
No, the headphone.
Man, you're just full of aches and pains tonight. I'm going to get
There's
you.
No...
Anybody got a... Is there a chiropractor
look at
in the
that.
House, please?
There's no...
No padding.
Yeah, it hurts.
Okay.
Down there for...
But anyway, so I see
minutes.
the official Green Lantern trailer, and I'm thinking, this is going to be great. I want to see this movie. It's going to be great. It's got, what's his face?
Ryan Reynolds.
Who the ladies love. And I said, man, oh man, I want to see the Green Lantern. And then I'm thinking, well, so we've got Ryan Reynolds in the Green Lantern. That's great. We're going to see that in the
that might be too low.
Next summer. But then, of all the people who it's supposed to be playing the Green Lantern, it's not Ryan Reynolds. It's the gentleman that used to be the captain in Firefly.
Oh, that's a great fan-made trailer.
Okay,
though.
It is, but I'm tired of fan-made trailers. That's like saying, okay, if
that
you
was
go
made 2 years ago.
Well, but still. They had the stuff out. Hollywood pumped out this info, the video a long time ago. This is some legitimate stuff that will be in the film, am I right? Or where do they get this from?
The there's other movies that they just spliced together and made
the
it
blue
look
guy?
Like
where did they get that from?
I don't know.
You know what the blue guy I'm talking about.
It could have been just someone good with CGI and just.
No, it wasn't CGI. That was not CGI. It was a man with makeup.
Okay, then so. We'll look at it later and I'll tell you about it.
So am I the only one that's getting angry about the fan-made trailers? I know there was some swearing down below, and those are some non-compliant FCC words. I mean, you can't say those words. Some people are very angry about the fan-made trailers. So I thought, well, is there an authenticated trailer for the Green Lantern? Normally, I'm not intrigued with the Green Lantern because it's a guy with a ring. What's he getting engaged? No, he's a superhero. It's a ring. Without the ring, he's nothing. Some people say, well, the Iron Man, well, without the suit, he's nothing. Well, there's even less standing in the way of the Green Lantern being nothing. He's got a ring. At least the Iron Man has the whole bodysuit. He's got the whole bodysuit. So if he loses the whole bodysuit, then he's nothing. But he also built a bodysuit. Do you understand that about the Iron
yeah.
Man?
Well, yeah,
he
watched
built
the movie.
It. Whereas the Green Lantern, what's his name? Hal Jordan?
That's one of them.
He was just chosen by the galaxy, by the universe, by some unforeseen force, or by at least the Big Lantern. He was just chosen to wear the ring. It's like, okay, well, the Big Lantern thing proposed marriage to Hal Jordan and said, will you wear this ring? And, of course, Hal Jordan says, I will, and I do. Till death
really?
Do us part.
He does it like that?
Well, I don't know how else he does it. Here's the point. I don't care for the Green Lantern in the sense that he's nothing except for he's got a ring on. You or I could be a Green Lantern, couldn't we?
Yes.
At least the guy that is the Iron Man built the suit. At least Batman trains diligently all the time
plus he's
to be
got
the Batman.
Almost unlimited money.
Iron Man?
Yeah. No, Batman.
Okay, Hal Jordan doesn't have much at all, does he?
I thought he was a fighter test pilot.
Well, he probably has nothing. He probably lives in the cockpit. Which I'm not too impressed with. 842-8390. Not even sure why we're talking about this.
And we just kind of shoehorned into it,
well,
I guess.
Save for the fact that I hate fan-made trailers. Why do we do this to ourselves?
I don't know.
Why? Why do we do this to ourselves?
Why wouldn't we?
I don't know. So we've got more on the way in just a few moments. Hard-hitting news is over, I think. Was there one other article we wanted to talk about here, K-Man, or what?
No, I think we hit it
all.
All right,
I guess we hit it all.
Well, we could always just stop.
Fifth Street. What are you doing to me? Driving down. This is part of, really, it could have been part of what we saw on the way to the studio, but I didn't see it on the way to the studio.
You never got to the fight one. Never mind.
The potential fight, which never happened. But I was driving on Fifth Street today, done with work and such, and I'm driving on Fifth. And I'm saying to myself, what are they doing to me, Fifth Street? Because there's plastic signs advertising businesses. They're just cheap plastic signs pointing an arrow towards the direction where the business is at.
Yeah.
And I thought, what are you doing to me, Fifth Street? I thought it looked tacky. And I thought, it's not good advertising anyway because it's just barely above the edge of where a rummage sale sign is at. That's the other thing that is really getting to me and irritating me all summer long is the rummage sale signs because Leah and I go rummaging. There are two reasons why... Between the two of us, we go rummaging. She goes rummaging for neat stuff. I guess I go rummaging for neat stuff, right? I do. Ceramic stuff, let's say. I'm not a smoker, but I like old antique ashtrays.
Are they famous?
Yes. Or no, they wouldn't be. No. They're famous, they would be in Telly Savalas' grave, or they would be in Hugh Hefner's reading room, or they would be in Barack Insane Obama's Oval Office, where he smokes because he smokes quite a bit. He's a heavy smoker, probably a chain smoker, because he's stressed out about doing such a crappy job. But so here is the situation with the rummaging. Just like Fifth Street, we've got signs all over, but is there a rummage sale that goes along with the sign any longer? The answer is no, K-Man. It's an emphatic no.
I'm sorry.
I chased a sign around to find yet another sign, which directed me in yet another direction for the same rummage sale. So this is three signs, K-Man. Three signs. One, two, three signs.
So did you actually end up going to
the rummage sale? It had shut down.
So they were jerks and they kept it up and they wasted your time?
Yes. At least 2 minutes.
Do these people know who they are?
No, they don't know who they are and they don't know who I am. I mean, I'm a nobody, but at the very least, they should try to save my patience.
Aren't you the condition?
I am the condition, but no one really cares. I'm also the irrelevant. Did you know you're irrelevant in the broad scheme of things? Not to break it to your heart, K-Man.
Oh, I don't even flicker on the irrelevant scale. It's not even there.
So the K-Man knows he's a nobody.
I don't even exist.
The condition knows he's a nobody. I know I'm a nobody. I'm an irrelevant individual. So I've got a vast array of programming coming up tonight. After us, it is The Underground with Martial Law.
At 10.
It's his very last Friday show, right? Very last Friday
show.
So after that, we've got other programming up until tomorrow. And then for the rest of the existence of the station, which I'm sure will be a long, long time. Am I right, K-Man?
Oh, we'll be here longer than the radio station will be.
Is there a wordsmith in the house? I've been messing up all night,
too, K-Man. I would like to call a wordsmith right now.
Okay, you know my number. You know my number.
Hold on, let me try it.
Well, you would just be dialing the wordsmith.
Hold on, I'm going to call him.
No.
I'm calling him.
I'm not going to answer.
Just a second. Come on.
Did you hear about the floods in Milwaukee? Did you hear about the sewage overflowing in Milwaukee? That would be part of the... No, never mind. All right. Hello, K-Man. What's going on?
I'd like to buy a wordsmith. Can I buy you for maybe 10, 15 minutes?
I suppose. Oh, because you want me to get us to the top of the hour.
Yes.
All right.
Also feedback.
We can do it. 10 more minutes for this hour's version of the excursion, the segment of Conversation Digest.
Version of the excursion?
Yes. And we'll have a best hits, best moments of Conversation Digest until 10 o'clock when Martial Law ushers himself in here and plays non-signed indie bands. But you also heard him say that he might go with people that have record labels.
Yeah, that confused me.
That have signed up with record labels. Well, I mean, you know, the great thing about radio is, or any creative project, you might get to a point where you say, I need to go in a different direction. Conversation Digest,
like most TV shows,
has made some alterations.
We've made
a lot, but
4 major changes.
Well, we know the Zilfman's no longer here, and put that in the do not mention Zilfman jar on the air. It's a quarter. I'm not too worried about
it. Okay.
And then 3-1, Michael Bowman's no longer here. We used to have a vast array, just in a huge litany of features that we've gotten rid of. And one of these days,
if you care to, you can. Well, they're archived on famous-ray.com.
Yes. Where you can listen to. I mean, there's a whole history of Conversation Digest right before your very ears on famousashtray.com. Any fish fries going on this evening?
It is Friday.
What are you expecting a good fish fry, K-Man?
Fish, tartar sauce, French fries, ketchup.
Ever the baked potato?
Every once in a while a baked potato, yeah.
Yes. How about coleslaw?
Coleslaw that's not room temperature. That would be nice.
Yeah, I hate when it's room temperature.
Sometimes a lemon slice, because a little lemon on the fish is good.
Well, that's kind of feminine. I'm just joking. I don't think I can say that
I
on
really
the air.
I really want to kind of punch.
I don't think I can say that on the air, so.
I want to kind of violence at you.
No, actually, if you're going to put lemon on fish, it's be without the batter. That's what I...
Oh, you can.
But I mean, I guess if it has the batter on there, a big deal. No, I think Leah does the lemon on the fish. The one tough thing about Conversation Digest, I will mention this. Who's that? Who is that?
That's Kristen. Apparently she can hear us.
How can she hear us?
I don't know.
Okay. The one drawback.
Oh, and beer for a fish fry.
Okay, and beer. Okay. Email Mary. I'm not going to even read this. All right, I'm going to read it.
Okay.
You guys sound kind of boring tonight. What is it with that? Mary, you don't have to listen anymore if you don't want to. Now, I'm very pleasant to our listeners, 3 or 4 of them. But Mary incessantly does this to us. She berates us. She questions our
She's
decisions.
Been around a long time.
Oh, she's been around. I'm not going to say that.
No, the timeline-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
All right, well, that just sidetracked us. So, I mean, who cares what Mary has to say anyway?
I don't.
It's probably some...
Well, she said we're boring, so...
Well, I think
she's
she
boring
meant,
too.
I think she meant the K-Man.
She's
ones.
Not bringing anything to the table.
No, she's not bringing anything to the table. So we expect. I'll say we know the fish is expecting the fish fry, K-Man. Thanks for the obvious. I appreciated that. But we also need.
Well, who else would do the?
We
obvious?
Need the choice of potato. We need the coleslaw. We need the beer. We need the salad bar on occasion. Am I right? If you got a big appetite, Martial Law, you're a big eater, right? Or not so much?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a pretty scrawny guy.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. What do you expect in a good fish fry? In 20 words or less.
In 20 words or less, okay.
That's at least 5 words there.
Fish.
Yeah, well, we know that one.
French fries.
Okay.
Coleslaw.
Yeah, definitely.
And...
alcohol?
Maybe a salad bar. I don't drink, so... Well, I rarely drink, I should say. I don't drink that much anymore.
I bet you, if not that you can hear, but if I like brought you a bottle of Crown Royal... You'd probably sit down and drink a lot of it, wouldn't you?
No.
It's great. It's fantastic. What is it, whiskey?
Yes, and we can't mention a product name.
Oh.
It's out there.
Good luck doing that. I
no,
mean,
if you brought me
I'm
whiskey.
Gonna listen to, I'm going to listen to your show tonight, because every time you, I mean, who doesn't list product names, for gosh sake?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm being an idiot.
The day that I I'm just leaving.
Cause. If you were to bring me a bottle of whiskey... and open it up in front of me, I would probably throw up. The just the smell of it turns my stomach.
Oh, I think that's just wonderful. I mean, this is disgusting, by the way. You can't talk about bodily functions on the ear, by the way, either.
Yeah, I know.
Are you aware of that?
Yes,
I'm going to need you to read the rule book.
We're not going to read the rule book over the airwaves.
Okay. No, there's some great fish. But I guess what someone might say, and this goes along with Mary's stupid, pathetic, berating email of us being boring. Why am I talking about fish fries? Because it's the
She's
one.
Boring.
It's the one sacrifice. She is boring. How does her husband... Her husband's like, take my wife, Mary.
Please.
Please, take her. The one sacrifice that we make here on Conversation Digest is that we just don't get out for the fish fry. I don't like doing a 9 o'clock fish fry. Do you like doing a 9 o'clock fish fry?
It's too late. 9 o'clock fish fries are great, but then again, you know, I work till 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, so I'm used to eating supper about 9.
You get the scraps. Like, well, whatever we don't have that everybody else said it didn't eat, that's what we're giving to the guy who comes in at 9 o'clock. Marshall August, this is the scraps fish fry. Marshall Autos.
It depends on if you go to a reputable establishment or not.
No, there's some fantastic fish fries out there. I mean, I would list some places, but I can't do that.
Yes, there are some fantastic fish fries out there.
I'm just glad the weekend's here. I'm going to have some fun. We're Party Central.
It's the gateway to the weekend.
It's the gateway to the weekend. We're Conversation Digest. So
does that mean if you guys aren't here, the weekend doesn't officially start?
Well, we've contemplated that before. And it seems to me that Saturday and Sunday do still arrive, but they don't arrive with the gusto or the pizzam that they normally would if Conversation Digest was to play. We're going to have a reunion. We're going to have a three-year reunion whereby everybody we've kicked off the air from here is going to join us. That's not going to happen. It would be two other people.
It'd be like...
Well, we really,
the other night.
3-1 was only the one we really kind of, but, you know, we're back in good graces with 3-1, so.
Yes, I know. Mr. Bowman, he's definitely interesting.
He's my best friend.
He likes turtles.
Okay.
I don't know about that, but. So, anybody going to the Chelsea Clinton wedding or what? Did it already happen? Yeah, I'm sure the K-Man is. He's such a liberal.
Yeah, the K-Man's going to go to the Chelsea Clinton wedding.
Did you know he was at the Bill Clinton inauguration back in, what was it, 91? 92?
Yeah, 92.
Wow.
It wasn't fun.
Mm, unbelievable. Yeah, you liked it. He's a huge liberal. He loved it.
Lots of sitting around.
How did you... I'm just curious. How did you ever get so liberal? Were your parents liberal? I don't know. I know they liked... weren't they invited to the Al Gore inauguration? I mean, not the celebration for Al Gore. Not that he was actually won the presidency, but weren't they... Don't look at me like that, K-Man.
Actually, Al Gore actually did win the presidency, but
whatever.
But because of the way the system is set up, he lost because of the.
You mean just like global warming exists, right? I mean, that's the same thing.
Actually, climate change does exist. I don't know about man-made global warming or man-made climate change. The jury's still out on that one.
Well, I'm just saying that there has been climate change, but the Industrial Revolution happened, what, 100 years ago? And in 100 years, we've destroyed... America is the only country that's blamed for this. You understand this, right? And in about 100 years of Industrial Revolution...
Forget about China.
Yeah, forget about China and some of the bigger offenders. So.
They had to stop a whole bunch of production for the Olympics because of smog all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of funny when they had to stop production for a month before the Olympics so that people could see...
People can't get their lead-based paint toys.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, where was any of this going?
It's a conversation.
Thanks a lot, K-Man and Martial Law. You distracted me.
Hey, it's Conversation Digest, so we're having random conversations.
That was never the true intention of Conversation Digest.
Hey, no need to yell.
I'm not yelling. That's how I talk.
I'm not yelling!
Oh, my gosh. That was a lot louder than I was. Watch your levels, you jerk. So what are the plans this weekend for each of you guys?
I'm sorry.
Maybe be a little bit cooler or what?
I'm going to go to a party.
Martial law?
Yes.
I am going to sit at home with the kids, as usual, and listen to some music and see if I can't find anything for both the station loop and also my show.
Excellent. Well, there's always music out there, so... whether it's Cyndi Lauper or otherwise, anything you want to play on your big hit station.
My WNRB, big hit station?
WNRB, it is your big hit station.
No, I want to get the whole Barry Manilow collection and put it on the air.
Well, there are some clowns that like Manilow, but I'm not one of them. So. Okay, well, stick around for another 2 hours of action-packed fun if you would like. Conversation Digest, 10 to midnight, pre-recorded stuff. We're
10
not gonna,
to midnight?
Isn't it?
What?
I mean, 8 to 10. Okay, wow. Whatever. I'm off. Whatever.
Wow.
I think I almost just substituted our program for Martial Laws.
And he's going to preempt my program.
Yeah. No, you got to listen tonight because it's Martial Laws' last show on Friday. So I guess he'll get to go out for a fish fry at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock from now on.
And tonight I have something very special planned. It is the return of the Idiot of the Week Award.
Who wins it this week?
You'll have to wait and find out.
I'm not listening.
The guy who does the voiceover for that sounds sexy.
I don't know. Sounds kind of chubby to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds kind of mentally challenged
to me.
Sounds
like a fat man.
Oh, people are going to get hurt tonight.
All right. Do we have a closure on this thing anymore?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Be back each and every Friday for at least 1 or 2 hours live program. I've had a rough time the past couple of years, so trying to recover from some melancholy and destitution. So next 2 hours, pre-recorded Greatest Moments of Conversation Digest. Kick back, relax, have a few, and remember, we'll be back next week at 7 o'clock.
What
is it?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, so, I found the event thing.
And you're listening to WNRB LP Wausau, 93.3 FM.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, are we stopping now?
Yeah.
Oh, so I play it.
Yeah.
Just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website famousashtray.com in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.